The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hi, folks. I am here, and you know what? You think the best of alternative and conventional medicine. I think, okay, maybe Dr. Holly Lucille and Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, who is with me right now. We're going to be talking about special treatments for autism. Jacob, welcome to the show.
Holly, always a pleasure to be with you, and it's going to be fun to teach people today how to make autism go away.
It's a pretty profound statement, so I definitely want you to get into it, because I think that a lot of families who deal with a person in their family who is challenged in that way and has that, I would say, the autistic spectrum diagnosis perhaps, where there's still question marks behind, hey, what's really going on here? It's always one of those things that, as a practitioner who wants to get behind the diagnosis, I think about a lot, like, ooh, what is autism? Like, what's happening in the tissues? What's going on in the body? How are these behaviors? And or is there a sense of perhaps this is a normal for somebody who is just an individual, and their spectrum is different than others when it comes to interaction, social interaction, stimulation, et cetera. So, okay, I'll shut up. I'm going to give it right over to you.
No, I think you kind of laid out the turf here, because it's a common endpoint for many different insults to the immune system and to the brain system. It can result in poor communication, social problems, repetitive behaviors, but it's not a single process. It's a common endpoint for many things, and that's why it gets so crazy making for families. You know, is it too much sugar? Is it dysbiosis? Is it vaccines? Is it this or that? So many, many things can trigger it. We know it's getting more common, 1 in 88, and even children, and 4 to 1 males to females, and getting even more common yet. I mean, some estimates are that half of children within 50 years will have it. So it's, you know, to make the statement, how to make it go away, that is a bold statement. And our research didn't show a cure for all the children, of course, but in the 60 children in the study that we did, and we did a study using a special allergy desensitization technique that's an offshoot of acupressure, we had 30 children in the untreated control group, 30 in the treatment group. Of the 30 in the treatment group, 23 of those 30 children were back in regular schools, not special ed, regular schools, at the end of 1 year of treatment. So this is powerful treatment for children, and it's not invasive. It can make a big, big difference.
Right. So, okay, so NAET, I know we're going to talk about. So I believe that that stands for Nambutrapad's Allergy Elimination Technique, correct?
Very good.
I just like to say Nambutrapad. Nambutrapad, And she's a doctor of many different disciplines. I think she has probably the longest alphabet soup behind her name that I've ever seen.
She's an MD, PhD, licensed acupuncturist, chiropractor, RN with no ego. She's a really neat lady.
And, yeah, talk about the technique, because I think it's fascinating. And the lovely thing is it's not an invasive technique.
No, and no needles needed. But basically, when we look at allergies or sensitivities, our body is reacting for many different reasons to things in the environment that it shouldn't be reacting to, things that are normal. On your computer, sometimes the computer program goes fritzy and you don't know what to do and everything's going like haywire, and then you call tech support and they take you to this place and they say restore factory defaults, and they say push that button, and all of a sudden everything's working well again. That's what NAET does. It restores the factory defaults, so to speak, on our body's immune system, so we're reacting appropriately to the things in our environment again. I still remember I used to have horrible hay fever, and there's this gal in town who did the NAET. I'd be miserable every autumn. And she said, let me treat you. I'll make you go away. And being an all-knowing doctor, I said, that voodoo's not going to help my hay fever. Leave me alone.
Uh-huh.
I was especially miserable one day. And she said, stop being a nitwit and let me treat you. And I said, okay. 20 minutes later, it was like somebody had turned a faucet off in my nose. The hay fever went away, never came back. I was impressed enough. I flew to L.A. to meet Dr. Nambutrapad, learn about what she was doing, and then I flew back to Annapolis and married the woman who did it on me. So I was damn impressed with it. And one day Lori was treating with my wife, and we had this healing center in the woods, and she was treating this girl with autism and nonverbal, and she never said a word. One day she came in the office and said, "Hey, where's Dr. Teitelbaum?" And she was a little shiny Kathy. And I said, "What happened?"
Right.
And she said, "Well, I had treated for purines." And you treat different things with each treatment. I get one allergen with each 20-minute treatment. So I started asking other practitioners who did some treatment with NAT, and they said, "Oh, yeah, we see this all the time. It's different in terms of what needs to be treated from child to child." So our foundation funded a study, and I designed the study. And we basically do studies of things, like now we're doing one on autism, of things where there's no money in it. But that we find it very effective, so we do those studies. So we funded a study. There's now actually, we've offered a large multi-million dollar grant to do it, a large double-blind study with 1,200 children on the autism and NAT. So this is a technique, and it's very easy for the child. They just hold a vial that has a homeopathic signature of each thing being treated, like B vitamins, sugars, whatever. And you just gently put pressure on the acupuncture points up and down the back with your fingers. No needles needed. And on 48
you can use needles, but no needles are needed, correct? You can use acupuncture
correct.
Needles, actually, but you can actually acupressure. So applying pressure to these same meridian points is mm-hmm. just as effective.
And for children, I prefer no needles. So, and it worked very, very well in the study, no needles. They just use the acupressure. And like I say, you'll see gradual improvement in most people. And it's 50 treatments once a week for a year. In the upcoming studies, this can be 38 treatments. But you want to give it the 25 to 30 treatments to start to see the effect. But it's really very dramatic. And there are over 10,000 NAT practitioners worldwide. For people who want to see the published study, they can go to www.naet.com. So NAT.com. You can see the study there. You can find practitioners all over the world. It's just a really awesome way to help a problem that has been devastating for people.
Yeah. Well, I love it. So NAET.com, because I love that as well. It's, hey, where can you find a practitioner in your area? And so tons of information there. And also, Jacob, I love the fact that you had such a profound, I mean, I think one of the biggest things, you know, I had this experience with homeopathy myself. I was like, ugh, homeopathy. I'm like, because, you know, me, I'm a big CrossFitter. I like to, like, move my body around. I get in full metal jacket, and I'm like, homeopathy, ooh, it works on energy, uh-huh. So I had this nasty, kind of just, it was almost like a psychoneurodermatitis. Anytime that I would actually get stressed about something, I would have an itch that was inconsolable except with ice, and it made sleeping difficult. And I came across this woman when I was actually in a holistic nursing program, and she said, you know, she mentioned a homeopathic remedy, and I can't believe that I'm forgetting the name of it at this point in time. And I was at the point in time where you love to get people, I would do anything. And so I took a couple of these pellets, and literally for the next 6 months, this psychoneurodermatitis completely cleared. And I was like, homeopathy rules, and I don't know exactly all how it works, but it does. And I love when we have those, when we're, you know, somewhat skeptical about things. And so I love that NAET came into your life, not only brought your lovely wife, Lori, to you, but that it is something that not only has it helped you, but it's helped so many people, especially when we're dealing with autism. We've got 30 seconds. What do you want to leave us with?
Well, it's funny. In medicine, we often stumble over the truth, but usually manage to get our pressure cells off and walk away quickly before any real harm is done. But you'll see with the CAM doctors, like you and me and others, is that we have this bad habit. When something doesn't fit what we're taught, we say, what's going on here? And that makes
right.
all the difference.
All right, there you got it. Okay, nfatigue.com. You can always find more of Jacob Teitelbaum. And always tune in here at Mindful Medicine. I'm Dr. Lucille. Stay tuned.